I'm Michael Edward Miller. You're listening to WUTC. Here's something a bit ironic. In Tennessee, we're known as the Volunteer State because we're willing to fight. To join the armed forces and go to war, we will die to defend democracy, but actually participate in democracy? Not as much. Our voter turnout is woefully low. Why is that, and how does it affect who gets elected in the Volunteer State? To find out, I'm speaking with Shauna Singh Huey, the president of Think Tennessee. That's a nonpartisan, Nashville-based think tank that aims to promote moderate, pragmatic public policy and studies voting and other issues in this state. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So just in terms of numbers, in terms of statistics, how far down does Tennessee rank for voter turnout?
Well, I have to say that we are pretty low, both nationally and then when you look at the region. And let me just take a step back and talk about, you know, just voter turnout generally. And I think one thing that both parties can agree on, you know, regardless of the candidate that you want to see elected come November or the August primary, you know, most of us either side of the aisle really agree that the turnout is, it's important. You know, we all do better when as many folks as possible are participating in our elections. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons that Think Tennessee really cares about, you know, these sorts of rankings. So to get into them a little bit, you know, Tennessee, right now nationally, we rank 47th nationally in voter turnout and 44th in registration. That's, you know, from 2016 from our presidential. When you look at 2014, the midterms, we are 50th in the nation. So, you know, right there at the bottom or toward the bottom, it might have been out of 51. At the bottom of the nation, turnout is 50th, and then registration was 40th. So this is something that, you know, certainly was not kind of a one-off ranking. But more importantly than that, I think it's important to think about these rankings in context, because what I think some outside of the South might say simply is, well, Southerners just don't vote, or folks from the Southeast, you know, for whatever reason, the Southeast just doesn't vote.
Yeah, and, a regional problem.
Yeah, it's a regional problem, right? You know, and so we wanted to look into that a little bit. So we looked at Tennessee and then all eight of the states that touch us. And I think it's really notable that, you know, when you look at every state from Virginia to Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Alabama, you know, all the states that touch us, every cycle, Tennessee ranks the lowest on turnout and registration of all of the states that touch us, with the sometimes exception of Arkansas. So, for instance, the year, you know, in 2014, when Tennessee was 50th in the nation for turnout, Kentucky was 14. So it cannot be that this is simply a regional issue.
And why does this, how does this affect elections for people who do vote? You know, they might say, well, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Other than that, why does it matter?
Yeah, and I think it goes back to sort of what I said at the top. When, if we could have a system in which everybody who was eligible to cast a ballot did cast a ballot, then in theory, the folks elected, you know, to hold public office would be responding to the needs of, you know, all of their constituents. At least, you know, if I'm a constituent, Mike, and I know that, you know, these are the folks who are more likely to vote, it might be that I'm more likely to listen to them, right? You know, we know this is sort of an interesting statistic, but looking at who votes for mayor, I think is a really sort of interesting example. So in Nashville, for instance, in our 2015 mayoral race, we took a look at 18 to 34-year-olds and compared them with voters 65 and older. And what we found is that the voters 65 and older had they were so much likelier to cast a ballot, and they actually voted at such a higher rate that 65 and older age group had 15 times the electoral clout of voters aged 18 to 34. And the same was true in Memphis, from 65 and up, comparing it to 18 to 34. In their most recent mayoral, they had, the seniors there had 16 times the electoral clout. So if I'm a mayor of, you know, any city where I have statistics like this, it might be that I, you know, I'm going to be more responsive to the folks I know who are going to show up to the ballot. So in theory, if everybody's showing up to the ballot, then your policymakers, you know, are more inclined to be more responsive to the broad swaths of our population.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Shauna Singh Huey, the president of Think Tennessee, a nonprofit think tank. We're talking about voting issues in the state. Two politicians have launched Project Register, an effort to up participation. Let's talk about that. U.S. Representative Jim Cooper, a Democrat from Nashville, and State Senator Steve Dickerson, a Republican from Nashville, they've been trying to help. What are they doing?
Absolutely. And I would say that, you know, the folks at Project Register are probably best suited to talk about this, but I'm happy to give you an overview because I think it's an amazing bipartisan effort in which they've engaged. And it's twofold. One is recognizing how important it is to get our high school students who, you know, are either eligible to vote or about to be, to go ahead and get them registered. And so they're working with schools to make sure they're providing those opportunities to Tennessee high school students. And then they're also working in a nonpartisan way with our businesses. So, you know, one of the things here in Middle Tennessee that sort of, you know, everybody knows folks are coming to this region, 100 new people is the statistic, 100 new people every day come into Middle Tennessee. Well, one of, you know, many of those people are coming in for jobs, or, you know, folks at companies now are moving around, or they themselves are not registered to vote. So one of the efforts in which Project Register is engaged is to work in a nonpartisan way with businesses. Both, you know, right now they're working in Middle Tennessee. That's Congressman Cooper and Senator Dickerson's districts. But, you know, maybe potentially someday it goes throughout the state. And it's just working with businesses to make sure that as they're onboarding their new employees, they're giving those folks an opportunity to register to vote. And then they're also reminding all of their employees, you know, when a voter registration deadline is coming up or maybe an election, just making sure that they're informing their employees of the opportunities that they have to register to vote and then to cast their ballot.
Do you have any ideas about how likely it is that voter registration has something to do with this? Is it just that fewer younger people are registered to vote compared to older people?
That's a big question, right? You know, what is it that makes older people more likely to vote than younger people? And certainly, you know, one thing we might say, and this is colloquial, I'm not citing a study here, but younger people are used to doing everything on their phones, right? You know, millennials are, you can order pizza on your phone, you can pay a friend back on your phone, and now in Tennessee, thanks to the great work of our Secretary of State, you can register to vote on your phone, but you can't, of course, you can't cast a ballot on your phone. And
right.
So it might be that there's sort of a cultural difference. Certainly we know that young people in Tennessee often feel like they live in what's called a civic desert, where, you know, there aren't as many opportunities to get involved in political life. So this is an interesting statistic. When it's a national statistic about rural youth, and a recent study found that 60% of rural millennials lived in what's known as a civic desert, where they didn't have the same opportunities to participate in political life as, you know, maybe generations before them would have. And so, you know, that's sort of a wider statement about civic institutions throughout the country.
Have you looked into how voter ID laws might be affecting turnout?
You know, we haven't, Mike. That's something when we think about what keeps folks home from the polls, you know, certainly it could be this, you know, distrust in the way elections are run. And that's coming from, you know, both national and state statistics. It could be our voter ID laws, or, you know, some folks also say that felon disenfranchisement is another thing keeping folks home from the polls. And then another thing I've heard is our elections just aren't competitive enough to make folks feel like there's a point for them to turn out. And I think all of those reasons, you know, could be real, could be very accurate reasons that folks are staying home. We've been focused on election modernization and security.
That's Shauna Singh Huey, the president of Think Tennessee, a nonprofit think tank. On their website, thinktennessee.org, they have a State of Our State policy brief highlighting voting challenges and solutions. Let's talk about it. Think Tennessee recently released a State of Our State report, and voting was one of the many things that you've covered in that. What all did you find out about voting in this report?
Oh, it's such an interesting thing. And I think it's really important to understand the cultural context of this state when it comes to civics, because we really have been a leader. We've got an incredibly rich civic history as a state. So, we're known as the volunteer state, of course. So we made history by answering our nation's call to service so many generations ago. And we also cast the deciding vote to ratify the 19th Amendment, helping to empower millions of women across the country by giving them access to the ballot box. So this is a pretty amazing state, just when it comes to the historical underpinnings of civic life. And one of the things that the state of our state on elections and civic life that Think Tennessee released last week went into is all of the steps that we have taken as a state to continue and pay homage to that rich civic legacy. And I think it's important that we recognize that last year we became the 37th state to implement online voter registration, which I think is a great way to help to do two things. One, help get new folks registered to vote, and two, ensure that our voter rolls are accurate. You can not only register to vote online now, you can also update your voter registration if you've moved, and that's really important. Another way that we're continuing that civic legacy in this year, as we are facing some statewide elections that are more competitive perhaps than they have been in the past, is the work of all of the campaigns on both sides of the aisle who are doing their part to engage folks in the upcoming elections. So we've got a rich history. We're doing a lot to continue it, but we know that there's a lot more that we can do and that Tennesseans want to see done. So we did a survey earlier this year, so it's a 2018 survey, where we talked to Tennesseans on both sides of the aisle about security and modernization of our elections. And what we found is that the vast majority of Tennessee voters, 86%, in fact, 86% of Tennessee voters would support the state government modernizing its election system to prevent tampering and hacking. That's a big number, right? 86%. And then we know that 68% want to see the state government doing more to make sure that our elections are modern and secure and free from fraud and tampering.
What are some of the things that Think Tennessee does in terms of voting and elections? You held a gubernatorial forum earlier this year.
We did, yes. And that was certainly a great opportunity for Tennesseans to hear from candidates about what they would want to do when they got into office. One of the things, Think Tennessee is a nonpartisan organization that works on a statewide basis. And one of the resources that we bring to this state is this idea that Tennesseans deserve nice things, too. If you don't think that, then you don't know our state very well. And so what we've been looking into is what are other states doing to make sure that their elections are secure and that their elections are modern? And then suggesting, if it works in the vast majority of other states, might it work here also? So just two examples of that, Mike. So across the country in 2016, 80% of voters in America cast their ballots on election machines that had paper trails, 80%. But here in Tennessee in 2016, that number was less than 10%. So that's a pretty big difference, 80% to 10%. And something really important to understand about the importance of voting machines that have a paper record or a paper trail associated with them is you need that sort of paper trail to conduct an audit of election results to confirm their accuracy. So if 80% of voters across the state, across the nation are voting on machines that can be audited, we think Tennessee deserves that too. So I will say, I think this is something that our leaders are already thinking about. In Tennessee now, there were 7 counties that used machines with paper trails prior to 2016. And since then, another 6 counties have picked up paper election machines that produce paper trails. So what we're really seeing is some local election commissions in Tennessee lead the way toward election security. And it's our job to help lift them up and help show that it really is possible in this state, which is pretty exciting. And I hope that in the coming months, we see more local election commissions moving to make the switch to election machines that have paper trails.
Shauna Singh Huey, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, thank you so much. And I would really encourage folks to visit our website if they want any more information.
That was Shauna Singh Huey, the president of Think Tennessee, a nonpartisan Nashville-based think tank that aims to promote moderate, pragmatic public policy and studies voting and other issues in the state. Their website is thinktennessee.org. You'll find their State of Our State report on their site. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.